Hello and welcome to the Vet Blast podcast. I am your host, Dr. Adam Christman, Chief Veterinary Officer here at Fetch DVM 360. Hey, everybody, welcome back to the Vet Blast podcast. You know, I love hanging and chatting with the veterinary students. I always learn something new every time I chat with them. And my friends, I'm so proud to introduce you to Christian Capobianco. He is a North Carolina State University class of 2023 student. How are you, my friend?
I am doing well, living life up here in quarantine. How are you doing, Dr. Christman?
Well, I'm better now that I'm chatting with you because, you know, my friends that are tuning in and listening, you need to find and follow Christian the Vet Student on Instagram. I'm always smiling when I see your posts and your pictures because, one, I'm so proud of everything you're doing, which we're going to chat about, but they're very unique in the sense that you have some zoo and wildlife cases that you do. So it's just so fascinating. So thank you for providing us with levity and education.
Of course. Yeah, that's one of my big things, my big platforms on Instagram is I want to make sure people are interested in exotics and understanding why people have them, but also understanding that exotics are a challenge and it is not for everyone. So I want to make sure everyone is doing their research before they go out and get those weird exotic pets that they think they'd like to have, but may not know too much about.
Right. And that's what we're going to chat about. We're going to talk about the wild and I have an air quotes suit magical road to zoo medicine because you know what I'm going to chat with you about with a little bit of your Disney experience. So, you know, to our listeners, share your inspiration on becoming a veterinarian. Like, why did you decide to enter the best profession on the planet?
Yeah. So you mentioned magical and my kind of inspiration was pretty magical. I remember distinctly the first time I was like, I want to be a veterinarian. And it actually happened at Disney's Animal Kingdom when I was really young. Really? I went down and they have this on-show veterinary window at Animal Kingdom at Rafiki's Planet Watch. And I remember heading there and I got to see the veterinarians do a procedure on a lion. And I turned to my parents and was like, what are they doing? Like, that's so cool. I wish I could do that. And I guess I had never thought that veterinarians could work on exotic species. And the light bulb just went off in my head. And from there on out, I was like, I'm going to be an animal doctor and I am going to work with those wild and weird creatures that no one else wants to work with. So here I am.
That's incredible. I mean, so if Disney, if you're listening, like this is what it's all about, you know, education and conservation. And so, you know, you had that moment right there that you're like, okay, this is it. I'm going to do it. So cut to your schooling and, you know, your journey. So share with me a little bit about keeping that on the back burner, knowing that you wanted to be a veterinarian. How did you go about pursuing to where you are at NC State?
Yeah, so I initially moved down from Long Island to North Carolina my junior year of high school because I knew that I wanted to go to NC State. They had a fantastic exotics program. I knew people in the program and veterinary faculty there. And I was just kind of dead set on state from the get-go. So my family picked up and moved down since my brothers also kind of wanted to go to NC State schools. And I went to undergrad at NC State, did an animal science degree there. And then I took 6 months off after my degree because I had a little bit of a window before vet school started. And I was very excited that I got the opportunity to apply for a Disney professional internship and kind of bring it all full circle. Wow. And get to actually work at the place where I kind of had that inspiration to start in the veterinary field to begin with.
So what was that like?
That was incredible. I swear, Dr. Christman, I could talk about Disney for hours on end, so you'll have to stop me. But no, it was great. So the internship program there is pretty hard to get into. So it was one of those things where I was just like, you know, I got 6 months, why not? Let's try it and see what happens. And I actually applied to the veterinary internship there as well as the conservation education internship. And I'm not going to lie, I had thought I was like, I'm a shoo-in for the veterinary one. I've done veterinary medicine for a while. Why wouldn't they accept me? Blah, blah, blah. And then I didn't get it. And I was devastated. But it was probably one of the greatest things that's ever happened to me. And it's one of those things where people tell you that your journey is going to take these unexpected turns and you don't know what's going to happen, but you just got to kind of take those risks, take those chances and step out of your comfort zone. So I got the conservation education internship and spent 6 months at Disney's Animal Kingdom as a wilderness explorer, where I got to educate guests of all ages on conservation topics around Disney's Animal Kingdom and just make some magic.
That's incredible. I'm so jealous right now. I'm sure you get asked this too, but I have to ask it because we're talking about animals. So favorite one. I mean, do you have one that just really touches your heart?
Yes. Okapis are my absolute number one favorite. And I don't even really know why. Like, I just think they're so weird. And I just love that we didn't know about them until like the 1900s. Like, they were just magical forest unicorns in Africa. No one knew they existed. And one day they were like, oh, we have a relative to the giraffe just chilling here that's got a stripy butt. Like, how cool is that?
Yeah.
And I have had the privilege to work with a number of different okapis in a veterinary setting, and they are just the coolest animals, and they have velvety skin that gets you all sorts of red on your hands when you pet them, because they have these kind of like oil glands that secrete reddish brown oil. It's disgusting, but the greatest feeling.
Wait, tell me more about them. Tell me another fun fact.
Oh my goodness. Let's see. So they have prehensile tongues just like giraffes do. So their job is to kind of strip leaves from branches. So they have that same sort of thing where they'll stick their tongue out. They'll be able to loop it around a branch and then pull their tongue back. And it kind of takes all the leaves off the branch and puts it right back into their mouth. So that's really cool too. And then their stripy butt is apparently used to kind of disguise them in the forest, because you learn about kind of how zebras, if they're in groups, when they run together, it distracts the predators. Well, in the rainforest, if you see an animal with a stripy butt that kind of goes through the leaves, then it somehow magically disappears. Don't know the science behind that, but they are definitely hard to spot. If you see them around Animal Kingdom or on the safari ride, you got to really keep your eyes out, because they got good camouflage.
All right. I'm going to do it. I mean, last year we went and we did the wild African trek, you know, behind.
Oh, us. Yes.
Oh, so
the food is amazing too.
So good. You're eating right out in the savannah and everything.
Yes.
It's incredible.
And for those who haven't gone, you get like little binoculars too. So you can just like chill there, eat your meal, and you've got elephants right next to you and giraffes in the distance. It is just the greatest experience.
It's fantastic. It really is. I mean, they have the music that they play too. I mean, everything, it just really feels like, you know, you're out on the Serengeti or whatever. It's Sahara. It's amazing. I love it. So, you know, we have a lot of vet students that are interested in being in your shoes right now. So what, I mean, it's gotta be so tough now with COVID and the pandemic. So, but what are some of your suggestions to the pre-vet students that are interested in getting into veterinary school?
I was one of those pre-veterinary students who, you know, I feel like we're all kind of type A, and we're all like, we need to get our application done. It needs to be perfect. We need to have all our experiences from our entire life. And you know, that's true. But you need to remember that they are seeing a lot of applications when you apply to school. So you really need to find that one thing that makes you special and that one thing that makes you different, and really hit on that in your application essays. And that doesn't necessarily need to be veterinary related, right? So I tell people all the time that like your experiences, don't ever discount them. If you spent 2 years working at Walmart as a bagger or an attendant or something like that, that is invaluable communication experience that a lot of these veterinary students that are coming in, they don't have. They don't know how to talk to people. They don't know how to interact with the public and be that friendly face. So I think it's really important to never discount any of your experiences, and remember that when you hit that application submit button, it's never going to be perfect. Take a breath. Don't freak out. You've put the best of yourself on paper, and now it's just kind of up to chance and up to luck if you get to be one of the ones that goes in. Because I've seen so many people go through this process who have had very similar experiences to mine that didn't get in. So I don't know. I think there's a lot of talent and a lot of experience there, but it also takes a little bit of luck. So don't be discouraged if you don't get in on your first shot either.
Right. Absolutely. You know, it's, you can always apply again. Life happens for a reason. Things happen for a reason. I really believe in that. And I will share from my experience, it is about your storytelling too. And to your point, like if there was an individual that was working at Walmart and you're sharing that wonderful experience of what that was like, and what did you learn from that? And how can you implement that as a veterinarian? That really helps kind of, you know, propel you into the candidate pool as somebody that's a key differentiator, which I think would be, I would, you know, if I was sitting on the committee, I said, I would like to talk to this person. I think this would be interesting, you know? So I like that.
Yeah, it opens up that door for interviews too. And that's, I mean, a lot of schools are not doing that right now because of COVID, or they're doing them virtually. But you have to remember that your application and your interview are not two separate things, right? They're going to ask you questions from your application. So you need to be able to expand on what you've written and be prepared for those fun interview questions.
Yeah. And, you know, and then, so you're like right in the middle of this pendulum shift, which is great. So like you're finishing up your second year and just 2 short years, my friend, you're going to be my colleague, which is going to be amazing. And
it's crazy to think about,
right? You're going to be in there. So where do we see the future Dr. Christian Capobianco?
Yeah, I don't know where we see him at this point in time. I would love to know the answer myself, Dr. Christman. I think that I would really love to be in a zoological facility somewhere, because I really enjoy working with collection animals, educating the public, and doing research, which I think is a very little known aspect of zoological medicine. But when you think about it, we do a lot of research on these collection animals, and it's to benefit the wild populations. So we want to make sure we're keeping their relatives out there in the wild safe too. So I would love to be there. I'd also love to do work with wildlife potentially. So I don't know where that would lead me, but I'd gladly take an opportunity there, or working with small animal or small exotic animals in a clinical practice. So I guess just wherever I can find a job will be where I go.
Yeah, no, I can't wait to follow your journey and see where it takes you. So our listeners, again, you got to follow Christian on Instagram. It's at Christian the Vet Student. And Christian, this one picture I was just telling you about, the little hedgehog that had a forelimb amputation but was having some trouble adjusting to his brand new wheelchair. Tell us about that.
It was an absolutely adorable case. So this little hedgie, unfortunately, got his leg kind of macerated in his cage. So his owners went out for a little bit. He got it stuck and he did some pretty extensive damage. And I think this was one where we had a little bit of a predation injury too, because the cat in the household was able to get to it and started playing with it. So This guy, after consult with kind of surgeons in the area and neurologists, did need a leg amputation. So we went ahead and performed that. And we were trying to find good ways for him to get his mobility up and get him moving around. And animals do fantastic with amputations. They are so resilient. So we really honestly didn't need any wheelchairs for him, but we thought it might be fun. So we had them order a custom wheelchair and they bought it for him. And he just was not getting the hang of it. He got one leg in and just flopped over on his side. And I thought that was hysterical. So I snapped a quick picture because I was like, that is totally me at the end of a long day. I'm just like, I can't do this vet stuff anymore. I need to just lay down.
Right, right. Oh, so cute. I love it. And finally, you know, what do you do for fun? So what are you watching? Any good shows? Any books you recommend?
Yeah, I definitely do advocate for work-life balance. So I try to take a good chunk of time out of my day to make sure I am relaxing, watching TV, doing what I got to do. I love to play volleyball. So when COVID was not a thing and we could have like little volleyball leagues, I used to do a lot of sand volleyball tournaments in the area. Now I'm spending a lot of time watching TV, and my latest obsession is WandaVision, as I know it is for a lot of people on Disney Plus. Yes. So that has finally finished. I think the last episode just aired. So now I don't know what to do with my life. I've got to find a new show to binge.
Yeah, there's so many good ones that are out there. So that's so good. So, all right. So Christian, where can we find more information about you? I know Instagram, is that probably the best place to find you?
Instagram's the best. I'm the most active on there. But if you've got Facebook, you can definitely follow me on there. I've got a page of the same name, Christian the Vet Student, on there. And both pages, you're just going to kind of follow my journey, get some cool animal pictures, and cool animal facts along the way. And if you have any questions, please don't hesitate to reach out on either of those platforms. I love interacting with the community.
Wait, Christian, really quick. What do you call an owl that does magic tricks? What do you call
an owl that does magic tricks? I don't know. What do you call him?
Houdini.
That's incredible. You know, you always got to end with one of those fun jokes. It's just always. Why not?
Right, why not? Well, Christian, we're very proud of you. Thank you for all the work that you're doing, and we love following you on social media. So keep on doing you and keep on shining. So proud of you.
Thank you so much. Thank you again for having me, and take care and stay safe, everyone out there.
Absolutely. And thank you to our listeners for tuning in. We always appreciate your loyalty. Stay pawsome out there. Take care of your fur babies. We'll talk to you soon. Take care. Thank you for listening to the Vet Blast podcast with me, Dr. Adam Christman. Tune in next time. Remember, take care of your animals and always stay pawsome.